What does a rabbit use to fix its fur?
I don't know what!
Hairspray.
It's time for the Children's Hour!
With the morning sun, look at the trees and breathe the oxygen. It's another day. Roof over my head, I spring out of bed, and when I'm hungry, I'll be fed. And what will today bring? If I open my eyes, it's nature's surprise that can make my heart sing. I wanna be grateful, oh, open my arms wide. I wanna be grateful, give Mother Earth a big hug for all that she provides, yeah. For all that she provides, yeah.
Here we go again. Let's play outside, give me a high five. I'm so happy you're my friend. And it's another day. I feel so happy inside. I keep flying high, and I know you feel the same. What will today bring? Oh, adventures and fun. Till this day is done, 'cause we make the perfect team. I wanna be grateful, open your arms wide. I wanna be grateful, give your friends a big hug for all that they provide.
Here we go again. We're branches of a tree, that's you and me, 'cause we make a family. It's another day. We're from the same tribe, and sometimes we'll cry, but we'll always be okay. And what will today bring? All the lessons and love are right in front of us, 'cause you mean everything. I wanna be grateful, oh, open your arms wide. I wanna be grateful, give your family a hug for all that they provide, yeah. For all that they provide.
Open your arms wide. I wanna be grateful. Let's all be grateful for all the things. Let's all be grateful in the middle of every day. Let's all be grateful. Be grateful.
I wanna be grateful.
Let's all be grateful in the middle of every night. Let's all be grateful.
I wanna be grateful.
Aaron Nigel Smith. From a CD called Welcome to the Village. I hope you're feeling grateful. I am Katie Stone, and wow, I am so grateful to be with you right now, broadcasting live from the University of New Mexico. This is KUNM, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and look how many people are in the room. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
There's a lot of people in the room, in case you can't tell. We'll start over here with my buddy helping me out up here at the board. Hello.
Hi, this is Elliot.
Hello, it's Haley.
Hi, it's Siobhan.
Hi, it's Brigida.
Hi, it's Tatsu.
Hi, it's Tamarin.
Hi, guys, it's Dante.
Hi, it's Sally.
Hi, it's Jude.
Hello, it's Maggie.
Hi, it's Madeline.
Excellent. So many people in the room. How is everybody doing today?
Good.
Is there any news in the studio? Yes, sir. Yes.
My birthday is next month.
That's terrific. Let me guess. Are you 1 year older at your next birthday? Oh, okay.
I'm going to be
10.
When it's my birthday, I'm going to be 6.
I'm so glad to hear that. 6 is a great age.
So my grandpa, who we call Tata, he had like almost about a year ago, like actually on Thanksgiving, he wasn't feeling well, so we had to move into it with us. And last Friday, he was actually feeling well enough to move back out into his house. So he's feeling great now.
Tata, we're so happy. Let's hear it for Tata.
He also listens to the show, so hi, Tata.
Hi, Tata. We're so glad you're feeling better, Tata. That's awesome. Everyone, we have a special guest in the studio, and we're going to come to her in a minute. Her name is Patricia Keene, and she is a nutritionist, which means she knows if the Snickers bar you're eating right now is healthy for you or not. We're going to be talking on the show today about something that's kind of hard to imagine for all of us, I think, that are in the room here. There's a very sad statistic about kids in New Mexico. 2 out of every 5 kids in New Mexico do not know where their next meal is coming from. Think about that. Do you know where your next meal is coming from? Yeah, it's a hard thing to think about. But, you know, it doesn't have to be something that makes us, I mean, you should feel sad and like, that is outrageous. But also, you can do something about it. So Patricia Keene is here today to talk to us about what can we do about that? What can we, just each one of us individually, how can we make a difference in our community to make sure there are no hungry kids? You know, we want to stop people from suffering, and that's, we can find out more about that today. We're going to learn a lot about healthy food choices, food scarcity in New Mexico, and so much more. We're listening to
The Children's Hour.
When I was just a tiny little pup, back in the day when I was growing up, I learned how to do a whole lot of stuff. Learning new things, I just couldn't get enough. Had to tie my shoes, button my shirt. Had to cross the street so I wouldn't get hurt. I didn't know nothing about healthy food, but now healthy food is my new attitude.
Singing the song.
Pigged out on TV dinners, and I went on a diet. I was trying to get thinner. I ate 10 portions like there were 10 of me. I wouldn't do that to my worst enemy. Greasy, junk food, sugary stuff. Stuff on my face like I couldn't get enough. I didn't know nothing about healthy food, but now healthy food is my new attitude. Ice cream for soup, you know the chocolate by itself was its own food group. I brushed my teeth with soda, I flossed with candy. I ate whatever junk food was handy. No oats or brown rice or whole grain bread. No fruits or veggies, I ate sugar instead. I didn't know nothing about healthy food, but now healthy food is my new attitude. Food whenever I can. Tastes better than eating all of that junk. I'm fast as a chipmunk and strong as a tree trunk. I'm all grown up and now I'm taking my turn. I'm gonna sing about everything I learned. I didn't know nothing about healthy food, but now healthy food is my new attitude. Now healthy food is my new attitude.
Cause we wanna be strong.
New attitude.
Happy when we work and play. Healthy, natural food all day. Sing.
stomach for a dumbed-down tomato. Jean Genie, rogue sawyer beanie, get thee behind me, patent margarine.
Chumbawamba, believe it or not, Chumbawamba on the Children's Hour from a CD called WYSIWYG, the health and happiness show, and it's kind of the Children's Hour in a nutshell. Before that, you heard Jay Manikita, wow, what a name, Manikita, something like that. Anyway, 10 Great Songs About Food is the name of that CD. It's an old release, The New Food Attitude. And I have a new food attitude. I'm hungry. No,
I'm always hungry.
Are you?
Yeah.
Kids are often always hungry, Maggie.
I'm always confused why anyone asks me, "Are you hungry?" Because I'm like, I'm always down to food.
Always. I think a lot of kids feel that way. Anyone else in the studio always hungry? Always hungry? People are raising their hands, which never works on the air.
Haley, Brigida.
A lot of people.
Yeah. Just say names.
In the studio with us today, Patty Keene is a registered dietitian, and she works at the Prevention Research Center as part of the UNM Pediatrics Department. She's also on the nutrition faculty for the LEND program at the Center for Development and Disability here at the University of New Mexico. We're talking about kind of a hard topic today, mm-hmm. but we're also talking about a great topic, which is health and nutrition mm-hmm. and children. Tell us what you know about what kids need to be healthy and live lives that are filled with nutritious food.
Sure.
What do kids actually need?
So in terms of actual food, so kids need, and this is probably a lot of you are just familiar, if you look at things like, if anyone's familiar with My Plate, we used to have the pyramid a long time ago, but if you look at what dietary guidelines are for kids, they're really pretty straightforward. They're not too complicated, really. Sometimes people like to make nutrition complicated, but it really doesn't have to be. So kids need a variety of fruits and vegetables.
We like those.
Right? And those can be fresh vegetables. Those can be frozen vegetables. Those can be canned fruits and vegetables. It doesn't all have to be fresh all the time. That's okay. They need, like any of us, they need good, lean, healthy proteins. So some kind of examples of good, healthy proteins are chicken, beans, lean meats, some beef.
Tofu, does that count?
Tofu absolutely counts, yep, as a lean protein. So that's great if someone's vegetarian or just wants to take a break from meat for a day out of the week. You know, there's popular things like meatless Mondays and just having other non-animal protein sources on Mondays, just because meatless Monday sounds good. And then definitely there's other things too that we want to encourage: whole grains. So, and we kind of use that term, and sometimes people don't know what that is, but so that's things like whole grain cereal. So Cheerios is a really good example, which probably most of us in the room have had mm-hmm. as kids. Brown rice. So, and we want to help people figure out, like, how can we make a switch? Because we're often having mostly white rice. And so how do we switch to brown rice? And that's because it has whole grains have a lot more fiber. They help us with heart disease, which we're often not worried about as kids, but helps us later on in life. And the other thing that's really important to remember is that we want to establish these healthy habits when we're young so that we just keep doing them, because we know that we establish those healthy habits as kids and then they just sort of track us into adulthood. And then the other thing that's really important to talk about is drinks.
Ooh, I yeah. can already see where this is going. What do you like to drink when you have a meal? Tell me, everybody.
Juice, yeah? Water, milk.
Water and milk, yeah? Mm-hmm. Anybody else over there? Yeah, okay. What
Orange
do you drink?
Orange juice.
Orange juice?
Iced tea. Oh,
yeah. Anybody else, yeah?
Basically everything besides
booze or a rum.
Okay, okay. No alcohol. That's good because you're a child. All right, Patty, you heard these answers.
Yeah.
What did you hear?
Some pretty good ones. So really, our big kind of defaults, can anyone guess what we want to make sure everyone is getting plenty of every
water.
Day? Yeah. So water. So
how much water in a day? Well, I mean, these kids, as you can see, are all different sizes. So a glass of water, I was told 8 ounces of water every
hour. 8 times
hour.
A day. Yeah, sure. You can. That's great. I think probably Ellie doesn't maybe need that much because she's almost 6, right? Yes. But think, too, about just making sure it's available throughout the day. And, you know, water bottles, everyone seems to have a water bottle these days, you know, the reusable ones. And so that's great. That's been a really helpful way to get kids to drink more water. But making sure it's available throughout the day, both at home, at school, or wherever else you're being active and hanging out, if that's after school activities.
But what about juice? A lot of families and kids, and we heard them here in the studio say, juice is, you know, a common thing to do. And it seems like a healthy choice when you're somewhere. Can I get the apple juice or whatever?
Sure.
And then, but see, I have a farm and we make apple cider. And I have to tell you, a glass of apple juice has probably 6 apples in it, maybe more. Mm-hmm. And I think to myself, is it really healthy to drink 6 apples? Is it really a good choice? What is the deal with juice? Should kids be drinking a lot of juice? Or
no, they shouldn't. Honestly, that's the straight up answer.
No.
So the recommended limit for children up to the age of 11 is that they should have no more than 4 to 6 ounces a day. And then, and so
like a glass
4 to 6
this
ounces.
Tall, guys.
Yeah. So that's basically 3/4 of a cup. A day of 100% fruit juice or vegetable juice. Vegetable juice,
we didn't even go there. Nobody said it in the room, but let's talk about it. Soda.
Yeah.
Soda. Any soda drinkers in the room? Rip beer, Sprite. Yeah, we got a lot of hands are going up. Yes. Talk about soda.
Yeah,
let's talk about soda.
You know, soda has its place, right? Soda can be fun. The thing to remember, I want to track back for just a second about the juice question, though.
Okay.
Because what's better than having a glass of juice that has potentially the equivalent of 6 apples in it is to eat an apple. And because what you're getting from a whole apple, we would absolutely rather that kids and adults eat a whole apple instead of apple juice or a whole orange versus orange juice.
And is that because when you're chewing on the parts of the apple, like the skin and all the meat of the apple, that you're getting all those fibrous particles?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so there's lots of things in the whole fruit or the whole vegetable that you're not going to get from the juiced part of it. Mm-hmm. Even if you are juicing it yourself, you're not necessarily going to get all the fiber that's in an orange, for
Patty,
example.
Why? You keep talking about fiber. You talked about fiber in whole grains. And we didn't even get through our whole plate. We have vegetables. Yeah. We have some kind of protein. Mm-hmm. Are we talking even amounts of these items or more vegetables than protein?
So a good guidance is to have half your plate, either fruits and vegetables or fruits or vegetables. So half every time you sit down, half your plate or the bag you're eating out of should be fruits and vegetables. If we all did that, if everyone in this room and in New Mexico did that, we would be a very healthy state. So just that, even not even worrying about the other elements of what the plate looks like, but really focused on increasing our consumption of fruits and vegetables would be a huge deal.
To eat healthily isn't hard, or is it? Is it? Is it hard to eat healthily? Do people have access to food to
eat
healthily?
Well, access is a big issue, and it's a big issue here in our state.
Well, I want to come back to talking about hunger in New Mexico in just a little bit. We are talking to Patricia Keene. She is a registered dietitian, works with the UNM Pediatric Prevention Research Center and the nutrition faculty of the LEND program at the Center for Development and Disability. We're talking about healthy holidays can be happy holidays. And we're talking about food in New Mexico and beyond and kids and food and nutrition. Stick with us. You are tuned to the Children's Hour. This is the Dirty Sock Funtime Band.
I could eat a sandwich made of olives, cheese, and lead. A can of peanut butter with a lovely garlic spread. I could eat the desert stretching far across the land, with 40,000 camels surging forth in my command. Fill me up with a galaxy of cheeseburgers and fries, ice cream dripping, whipped cream having hot touch apple pies. I could eat the beach if it were sugar and not sand. And for a tiny snack, I would gladly pay a grand. I could eat a building, polish off the nuts and bolts, line me up a power plant with 50,000 volts. And if you think that's strange after all that has been said, then why do I want to gobble up my little brother's bed?
I'm hungry, I'm hungry. Could use some of Granny's pie or a sandwich.
Hungry guy, I'm a hungry, I'm a hungry guy.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. We'll be right back.
How much food did you throw away today?
Today I had fish and chips with root beer.
I had pasta with a side of salad.
How much of that did you actually eat? Because did you know that 26.9 million pounds of food was almost thrown away if it weren't for the Food Rescue Program?
Wow.
More than 58,000 people
across New Mexico
don't know where
their next meal will come from.
According to the Map the Meal Gap 2016,
New Mexico now holds the second highest
rate of childhood hunger in the country.
The Roadrunner Food Bank picks up unprepared food weekly from hundreds of locations.
Last year, they rescued 26.9 million pounds of food that would have gone to landfills.
That means 70,000 people had food to eat each week from the 26.9 million pounds that was rescued.
In 2010, 33 million tons of food were thrown away. Buzz Aldrin says, if we can conquer space, we can conquer childhood hunger. Rescued food rescues children. For more information, go to rrfb.org/foodrescue.
Let the light
shine.
one's pain. There'll come a time when the homeless will have a safe, warm place to stay. Let the light,
let the light
shine out upon the land. Let the love, upon the darkness of the storm. Tonight, that you could all sing so well. Well, the world doesn't know it's within our hands to make this globe a heaven or hell. Let the light shine out upon the land. Let the love flow out of everyone and the way. We'll break upon the darkness of the storm. There'll come a day. There'll come a day when justice and truth will rule all we will say. There'll come a time when everywhere everyone will stand up and say, let the light shine out upon the land. Let the love flow out of everyone and the way. We'll break upon the darkness of the storm.
Should come a day for all of these good things that make everybody's lives better. That's Pete Seeger's latest release for kids. Tomorrow's Children is the name of the CD. They'll Come a Day is the name of that song. And you are listening to the Children's Hour. Patricia Keene is in our studio and a big fan of Patty's. She's a registered dietitian who works with the UNM Pediatrics Prevention Research Center, as well as she's on the nutrition faculty of the LEND program at the Center for Development and Disability at UNM. And Patty, before the break, we talked a little bit about drinks. I know you want to finish this about soda. We tiptoed into the sugary waters of soda on the show. And whether and kids love soda and they're fun sometimes. I mean, sure. How else can you make a root beer float? It doesn't work with water. So it's kind of gross. What's the story? Tell us the word on soda.
Sure. So the word on soda is, and there's a kind of a fun little math problem that you can do. And this is a really fun activity to do at home. We could have done it in here today, actually. But if you look at a can of soda or Gatorade or any other kind of sugar sweetened beverage and take a look at where it lists what the sugars are that are added, and it's on that nutrition facts panel. And in one teaspoon of sugar is 4 grams. So if you look at the math on a nutrition facts panel, so most like 12-ounce cans of soda are about 40 grams of sugar. So that's 40 grams divided by 4 grams in a teaspoon. So 40 divided by 4 is what?
10.
So in one can of soda, that's 10 teaspoons of sugar.
So are you just better off just eating 10 teaspoons of sugar?
So if you were to do that, if you take and actually go get a bag of sugar out of your pantry and spoon that in and walk yourself through, what did I drink yesterday? And I've done this activity with kids, with grown-ups, and I've had people spoon out over 2 cups worth of sugar just from drinks. And so then to put that in a little bit of reference, so the recommendation really is that we shouldn't be having more than 6 teaspoons of added sugar each day.
So what about sparkling water?
So sparkling water usually doesn't have any sugar added, but you can look on the label. And so that's, you would see it either listed in the ingredient list, and then you can also see it, it'll be listed in that nutrition facts panel, which is the one that has all the numbers. It's like a chart that has all the numbers on it. And it would be listed there if there's sugar, if there's sugar added. But you can find sparkling waters that don't have that. And that's one of the nice things, actually, is because we've been kind of steering away from sugar sweetened beverages, that the food industry has gotten smart. And so they're making water a little bit more fun.
That's good.
Plain flat water is great, and I love drinking lots of good flat water, but bubbly water's fun, the flavors are fun, and the flavors are not adding any additional sugar.
Patty, before we heard from Pete Seeger and Tomorrow's Children, that CD, the There'll Come a Day song, we heard from the Mighty Girl Scouts Troop 10459. They came up here and did that public service announcement, which 2 years ago in 2016, and they gave some facts about New Mexico's incredible amount of food waste. And I know that the facts may have changed slightly, but they're around the same. The Roadrunner Food Bank is still the place that families can connect into to get food and also to give food and also to help distribute food. You can volunteer there, and groups are always welcome. Individuals are always welcome. But can we come back and talk a little bit about hunger in New Mexico? Mags, we were doing the math, remember, and we talked about how many of the kids on the crew today, just today, if we followed the statistic of 2 in 5 children in New Mexico do not know where their next meal is coming from, how many kids in this room does that impact? Do you remember?
It was like 4.
That is just stunning, Patty. I'm looking around the room and I'm seeing all these kids and I'm thinking, 4.
Who do you pick, right?
Yeah, who gets to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm going to cry.
I know. It's a hard one.
Patty, how do we change this in New Mexico? What do we do?
Well, so there's lots of ways that we can do things that are just sort of right in front of us as individuals. And then certainly there are loads of things that we can do and do better at the state. And one of the things that we kind of overlook as far as a hunger prevention measure, we don't necessarily in our field, but that gets forgotten maybe in the mainstream, is the importance of school meals, when we're talking about child hunger and making sure that kids have access to breakfast at school, have access to lunch at school, and not just that they have access to food, but that the food that they're getting meets the nutrition standards that we want kids to get for long-term health, for immediate health, but then also for long-term health benefits. So making sure that we're holding our policymakers accountable for protecting those nutrition programs. They're often, I don't want to get too policy wonky on the audience, but making sure that we are you know, writing to our members of Congress, writing to our senators, writing to our state legislators, our mayors of our cities, and our city council persons, and asking them, what are you doing in your community? I think we're not doing quite as good of a job of holding folks accountable for what is such a huge problem across the state.
You were talking about before the break that a healthy plate literally has half of the plate has mm-hmm. fruit and vegetables, mm-hmm. and the other half has the other stuff, the protein or, mm-hmm. or the carbohydrates, you know, the rice or whatever you're going right. to have, and also making sure those are whole grain. A lot of those policymakers listen to the Children's Hour, and they're listening right now. Yeah. And, you know, what can we say to them right now? What could our mayor do right now to make sure there's better food access for mm-hmm. these 2 in 5 hungry kids in our city?
Right. And there's a lot of nutrition programs that the city runs. Mm-hmm. So ensuring that really also checking in with the providers of those programs and asking them, what do they need? Mm. You know, one of the things that's really interesting and we get, you know, there's lots of discussion and sometimes it gets a little controversial around when we talk about school meals and what the trays look like for those of you in the room at your own schools. But often what we hear from food service staff and food service providers, so those are the folks who are working in the cafeterias across the city and across the state, is they need better support from the administrators. They need better support from parents. They need better support in terms of the equipment that they have. Mm-hmm. Many of the kitchens across the country are outdated. They don't have the adequate equipment that they need in order to prepare meals in the way that we would like to see them prepared. Mm. And they also need additional training. So those aren't necessarily very exciting,
right?
You know, things to get people revved up about. But often that's kind of what people need is better support, better technical assistance.
And you know, families can get involved. Your mm-hmm. school wants you to participate in your school. They want you to volunteer. And there are ways that you can volunteer if you talk to your school principal. And some schools have school gardens where mm-hmm. their kids are eating the food from the garden. I know there's some kids in this room who are in schools that have school gardens. But that's a great way to ensure that kids on your school campus actually have real food to eat. And you don't, you can be a community member that volunteers in that garden on the weekends and helps weed it and helps keep it, you know, update, you know, going strong so that kids can eat. Madeline had something she wanted to share.
We did a topic in science about how some kids in their school, they don't get fed, they don't have enough money, but they don't want to admit that. So during the school, they can get food, but then during the summer times, they can't get any food or a whole meal.
Right.
So they sometimes go hungry over the summer.
Doesn't our food, the USDA Food Nutrition Program, offer lunches in parks? We've covered this on the Children's Hour. You can get food in the summer. It's distributed in parks around the city.
Yeah.
All over this nation. Isn't that right, Patty?
Yes. So the USDA runs, and that's the U.S. Department of Agriculture, for those of you who don't know that acronym, they have the Summer Food Service Program, and that's administered. It's not just in parks. It can also be in community centers. Some schools might run it. There's a wide variety of agencies that oversee and run those programs. The challenges we've seen drops in participation over the years in New Mexico in the summer food service program, which is problematic because we know that it's not that those kids aren't hungry and don't need that food. It's more that there are challenges around transportation.
To get to those parks.
Yep. And the other thing that we're hearing is that parents are concerned about safety in parks because not all of our parks in Albuquerque feel safe for parents to send their kids. And so the summer, the gap in the summer is an enormous issue, and it's an incredibly enormous issue because that's a really critical developmental stage for kids. That 3 months of when they're out of school, and then particularly for younger children, they're, you know, you're developing so many things throughout childhood, and nutrition adds such critical, important building blocks to that optimal development. And so when they're missing out on those meals in the summer, it's it sets us back. We know it sets kids back. And, you know, we're going to have a new governor next year. And so I think we might see some changes in some of the priorities and some of the maybe allocation of, I don't know necessarily resources, but I think at least some different types of commitments related to nutrition and alleviating hunger, particularly among children in the state. And but some of the things that there's some innovative programs related to SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which some people might be familiar as because it used to be called food stamps. And one of the things that they've tested out in other states is increasing folks' SNAP benefit in the summertime so that if it's difficult for them to get to a summer meal site, then they can at least have an increased a dollar amount on their SNAP benefits that they can access in the summer.
Well, Patty Keene, I wish we had more time. You're a registered dietitian with the UNM Department of Pediatrics Prevention Research Center and also at the LEND program on the nutrition faculty at the UNM Center for Development and Disability. Oh, my goodness. I learned so much from you. For anyone interested, the Roadrunner Food Bank's website is rrfb.org. You can call them at 505-349-8909. 349-8909. Patty, thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.
Loved having you.
Lunch is in a paper bag, a wrinkled brown one, a lost and found one. It's the kind of lunch I've always had. They won't sit near ya in the cafeteria. Anyone would feel a little sad if every day they held a paper bag. It's helpless and it's hopeless and it's mad to find yourself at the bottom of a helpless, hopeless bag. A life in a lunchbox. Is that so very much to ask?
Children's Hour is produced out of the studios of KUNM FM in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Our producer is Katie Stone.
This has been a production of the Children's Hour, Inc., a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids' media for a worldwide audience. Find out more at childrenshour.org.
Through all the earthly trials of sorrow, through all these days of mortal sin, through all these eternal nights of no tomorrow, gotta stay on straight and narrow, climb a little out to them. Gotta walk that road all the way to heaven. Gotta walk.
pole charm. I don't need no star shining above. I don't need nothing but a little light in my heart, blowing inside me like a blanket of love. Gotta walk that road.